This is the Perfectly Mentored Podcast with your host, Jason Portnoy.
What do you think makes it so unique that it stands the test of time? And then you hear people get into sales, and this is like the number one book. Like, we were joking that, like, have you heard about this book? Like, but I mean, if you're in business and you're in sales and you haven't read this book, I don't think you could call yourself a salesperson until you read this book. What do you think that's made it stand true for the test of time? Like, advertising books have gone out. There's been sales books written that kind of just are irrelevant or obsolete right now. What do you think about this book makes it so true then as it is now? Or so true now as it is then, I should say.
I think one is the fact that my father actually did everything that's in that book, right? He was in the trenches. He did the 100,000 hours it took to understand. So that's one, is it came from his own experiences of what he proved in the field and got great results from. And then number two, he had a belief system that you give your best away for free. Because many books, right, they use it as an upsell to try and get you into more services. They're kind of just pitching you a lot of the time, or they're giving you only the sizzle and they don't give you the steak. But that book, every single bloody page is a takeaway, and he does such a great job of entertaining you as well. So I don't know how many people really know, but my father wanted to be a movie writer. He wanted to be a producer, and he wrote several scripts, and he sold one to Warner Brothers. So he's very much into entertainment and stories. And so the book is full of these entertaining, engaging stories that, honestly, he had done thousands upon thousands of keynotes in front of rooms. And when I went to write the new edition, it took me 4 years to write the new edition. And it was day after day of me testing the content that I was going to put into the book. So people would say, oh, you're writing a 13th chapter. What is that on? I'd say, you know, it's about service. And they'd look at me like, service, great. I'm like, no, it's about gratitude. And they're like, oh yeah, gratitude. Oh, it's about having a positive life. And they're like, yeah, okay. And then I found this letter at 4 a.m. that my father had written. And he said in the last 6 months, he's generated more wealth than the prior 8 years combined. It was because of this one thing. So in that 13th chapter, it is the encore he never got to give on how to live a rich and full life. Right? But it took me 4 years of literally talking to every single person that I came into contact with to craft and create what that would be. So I think it's the reps that you put in, that repetition, right? My father teaches it. The mastery isn't about doing 4,000 different things. It's about doing 12 things 4,000 times.
What do you think the biggest holdback is for businesses right now when it comes to sales, when it comes to doubling, growing their sales, whatever it is? What's holding most of these businesses back?
Well, first thing would be, so if we look at a business maybe that has been in business for 10 years, 15 years ago, the average company was on 7 different marketing mediums. Today, the average business is on 13 marketing mediums with 5 social media platforms and 3 paid advertising sites. So we are doing double the amount of work for a fraction of the results because people just aren't hearing you. There is so much information out there. My father used to talk about how there was 40,000 commercial messages that your prospect saw a day. That was when there was only the elite that could market and sell their businesses. Today, 3.8 billion people have a social media profile that put out crap all day, every day. So the attention and trying to get the attention of our prospects is so much more difficult than my father could have ever dreamed. We call it the clutter factor. So the problem is majority of businesses, so only 5% of small to medium-sized businesses actually reach their goal, their yearly goal, 5% of them. And it's because majority of people don't even set out for a goal, first off. So having a goal is critical to know where you want to grow. Do you want to grow by 20%? Do you want to grow by 30%? Would you like to double your personal income? Would you like to have work 4 days a week instead of 7 days a week? What is your goal? So having a goal, and then who do you need to speak to get to that goal faster? Because majority of businesses say, yeah, I know who I'm marketing to, but like 95% of the time businesses, I'm sure you can relate to this, right? Businesses actually, they market, if you market to everyone, you're marketing to no one. And in this space where there is so much clutter, where there is so many shiny objects, where there's so much noise, you have to get so hyper clear on who you're serving. Because then you have to know how you're speaking to them so that it pierces through the shiitake to get right to the front door and right to the nose of your prospect, right?
So what tips do you have on that, on crafting an incredible, call it the irresistible offer that pierces the noise and gets through?
Yeah.
Hey, Jason here. I hate to interrupt this episode. You're probably enjoying it so much right now. And thank you for paying attention to it and tuning into this episode. Look, the truth is, I really need a favor from you. We really want to keep getting this in the hands of more and more people. So if you could do me a favor and head on over and leave a 5-star review, leave us a review, leave us some comments, share it with friends, spread the love. It would mean the world to me. As well, continue the conversation with me on Instagram at Jason Portnoy. Follow along there. Look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the episode.
So we call it, we do this fun little exercise called the stadium pitch. So imagine that you were in a stadium full of your prospects. What if I handed the mic, person that's listening right now, what would be the title of your talk to keep the whole room in their seats wanting to hear what you have to say? Now, when my father first invented this stadium pitch concept, it was before the internet. Hmm. So 100% of companies would say, well, my company is XYZ. I've been in business for 20 years. I do this for clients, and I would love to come and talk to you about that. If you are talking about yourself, your product or service, you are only going to reach an average of 3% of the marketplace. Let's say you make 100 cold calls, you'll reach 3 of them that will say, yes, they want to talk to you. If you're doing ads, right, the average conversion rate from ads is 2.6%. So roughly around that 3% mark, right? So 3% are in the buying now category. 7% are open to it. 90% of that room is either not thinking about it, think that they're not interested, or definitely not interested. So what we recommend to pierce through that clutter is to lead with an education that grabs your prospect where they're at right now, whether they're not thinking about you, think they're not interested, or definitely not interested, to get their attention so that you can educate them enough to bring them into the buying now category.
I like that.
I can give an example of this.
So yeah, you have an example of this?
I do.
Okay, let's do it.
I have
do you have an example of this? This is what you do. Of course you have an example of this.
So we had a really crazy client out of Dubai where they sold high-end real estate and they were selling to billionaires. And they used to talk about, I'd love to educate you on granite countertops and the ocean views of these beautiful luxury apartments. And when we did research, we realized that billionaires, the two things that they can't buy, time and health. So we led with a stadium pitch of why wealthy CEOs are at risk for heart disease, diabetes, and premature death, and what you can do about it. Now, can you imagine a bunch of real estate brokers looking at us like, you've got to be kidding me. There's no way we're going to talk about that. We like talking about ocean views, right? But what kept their prospect up was that. So leading with that education, meeting your prospect where they're at is one way to pierce through that clutter factor.
And then how do you transition that over into the sales, into the actual pitch?
So the way that people buy today is dramatically different than what it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, if you went out to buy a car, you would go to an average of 6 dealerships before making a purchasing decision. Today, you go to an average of 13 websites and only 1.8 dealerships. So our buying decisions are happening online. So the average B2B, they'll look at 5 pieces of content on your website before they decide to pull up a phone and call you or say, hey, I want to talk to a sales rep or purchase. So it's critical that your digital presence is educating your prospects, meeting them where they're at, having more meaningful conversations about what's truly keeping them up at night, so that you are the only logical conclusion. And I have a whole framework around this, but I don't think we have time.
No, that's great.
But it's in chapter 4.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. And I think you come in as the expert, right? You come in, it's almost like J. Abraham's preeminence, right?
Exactly.
Like sticking around, like, and making sure that they always see you. And that's the point. I post on social media, and I see this all the time with clients too. They're like, I posted and, you know, it's not making any headway, so I just stopped. I said, but you don't understand. I've had clients that came to me, I've been following you for a year, and I've been meaning to reach out, and I just decided to reach out now. Like, you've been following me for a year, list consuming from a podcast point of view, from this, and now you're reaching out. What made you wait a year? And they're like, I don't know. I was listening, and over time. But you know what? The truth is, those customers, those clients become your best and longest staying clients because they didn't have to be sold into something. They were already sold before they even got on a call with you.
Same with retiring top talent too. All of my hires have been from my social media.
Hmm.
It's crazy. When they're into your ethos and what you're saying and what they believe in, it's so much easier to retain talent.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Thank you for your attention. And if you made it this far, you're clearly somebody who wants to take their business to the next level. You want to get better. And I understand that being an entrepreneur sometimes can feel like a little bit of a lonely journey, which is why being part of a thriving community of like-minded people is just so important. It was super helpful in my own development as well. And as is the ability to instantly get answers to the questions you may have in order to grow and scale your business. It's for that reason why I launched a consulting coaching program called the Market Domination Method. And guess what? If you're listening to this and you hear this, we're open for applications right now for new members to join. So to request an invitation or to book a free diagnostic call, call it a game plan call, I'll literally sit with you and demonstrate the value that we could bring to your business on that call. Let's jump on a call. We'll discuss ways you could possibly grow your business. Head on over to jportnoy.com, jportnoy.com. You'll find all the different ways we could work together. It's going to be the best business decision you'll make. So hope to speak soon. Head on over to jportnoy.com, book that free game plan call, and I look forward to talking to you soon.